Q92, it's Annie in the Morning with Ryan. Good morning to you. Now, this morning, we're going to check in with Dr. Neil Coker. He's the female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgeon specialist at Premier Medical Group with the urology division. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Annie. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, that was quite the title, so could you break it down for us just a little, what exactly that means?
Sure. So I subspecialize in a unique area in urology, sort of overlapping with urogynecology, female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. Essentially, this focuses on pelvic disorders related to pelvic organ prolapse, such as feeling any sort of a bulge or discomfort in the pelvic region, urinary leakage, such as having to rush to the bathroom, perhaps not making it in time, misbehaving bladders, as we call it, or leakage related to cough, laugh, sneeze, that often affects women as well as men, and various other overlapping entities known as pelvic floor voiding dysfunction. So that's sort of my area of expertise, joining in from the Cleveland Clinic this summer here at Premier.
Well, welcome, and thank you. We're lucky to have your expertise. You know, I didn't even know it was an issue until I experienced it myself. I had my son, this was like 3 years ago, and maybe TMI if you're having your breakfast right now, but I had my son, and I couldn't hold. I had to go to the bathroom, and I freaked out, and I called my OB, and they said, oh, it's fine, you just had the baby. But then somebody called into the radio station, because I mentioned on the air, I was like, no, that's not normal. Something could have happened, so there are specialists for that. So I think that's a misconception that we just go, oh, it's normal after having a baby to have leakage. No, it's like there's things you can do to help that, and that's where you come in.
Certainly right. And certainly in the case of patients, you know, thinking that these things are a typical process with perhaps aging, or oh, it's just a matter of, you know, my bladder getting old. But in reality, these are quality of life concerns that can, you know, certainly affect the way that we go about our days, and also how we plan our days. You know, some patients tell me, I know where every bathroom is. Every time I go out, I know I have 65 minutes in order to make it in time before I leak. And I say, how long have you been doing that for? And they'll say, oh, you know, many years. It's just a part of life. And I say, it doesn't have to be,
exactly,
we can, you know, help with those issues. And we dive into it together and kind of figure out that there are many, many different modalities of treatments. Certainly, you know, conservative, non-operative ones that you can do at home, like pelvic floor exercises. But also, depending on the reason for the leakage and the type, because there are different types, it gets a little specific with it, requiring evaluation. There are, you know, in-office procedures and office-based interventions that can be done, and obviously surgical if needed too. For which I specialize in.
So if anyone's listening and thinking, oh my gosh, that's me, and I pass it off as just a normal part of life, you heard Dr. Neil Coker right there. So reach out to Premier Medical Group and get your appointment. Now, to transition over, we have to talk about Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we have the Prostate Walk coming up at Eastdale Village. And you're actually, to go back a little bit, you're going to be offering cancer screenings on September 30th.
Yeah, and I'll be there as well. I do general urology. I do take care of our male patients. And ultimately, this is a great event. Being September, it's Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. We offer free screenings. I believe we had one on the 9th. There's also an upcoming 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. sessions on September 30th. Right after our Prostate Cancer Awareness Walk event, that's on Saturday on the 25th. I'll be there. Happy to meet and greet any female patients, whoever wants to come down for a great time. My kids will be there. They're coming into the walk. So it's a great event. You know, prostate cancer is an extremely common entity. It doesn't always require treatment, but just being aware of what can be done for that. And certainly in patients age 55 to 69, the urologic guidelines state that's kind of the prime age to kind of be looking for this stuff. So if they have a family history or any questions, you know, we can talk about it more then, but happy to do an exam and then discuss, you know, if anything's found. At least provide peace of mind is certainly a nice thing about these events too. And it's totally free. And I'll be there and happy to help.
You know, I feel like both, almost everything you deal with, I'm sure this is not just the only things you do. I'm sure you do a lot helping the community with their health. But I feel like not only with, you know, pelvic issues and prostate exams, it's just those ones we put on the back burner. And as I've learned through talking through to Gia from Premier Cares Foundation, she said it's key to get those exams because, as we know, the earlier you catch it, the better.
Absolutely. And that goes for as well as, you know, these cancer type talks or prostate screening talks and even, again, just these non-cancer quality of life issues. It's a sensitive topic. I have fully recognized, you know, obviously this is not something that is brought up readily at the kitchen table, but there's no reason to delay making these appointments when you have readily available solutions and certainly catching things early for excellent long-term outcomes. You know, as specialists, we deal with this every day, and I try to tell my patients to strive to put aside that reluctance because of just how common these things really can be. So that's a really great point, Annie.
Yeah, and thank you so much because I see, you know, you work really strongly with Premier's Women's Center for Health and Wellness, and I was reading up on the website about it, and you're dealing not only with female pelvic disorders, female sexual health issues. I mean, there's so many different issues that we're afraid to talk about that you seem very passionate about helping people live their better lives, and for that, I appreciate all you do.
Of course, yeah. I think just having a meaningful visit and at least getting more information in a safe place is really important, and certainly if patients want to go, you know, I tell them I'm their Google Maps, okay? They're the driver. I'll tell them route A, route B, route C, and we kind of figure it out together. So I think that's really important.
Awesome. Well, I so look forward to meeting you in person at the Prostate Walk at Eastdale Village. That's happening this Saturday, September 25th. We'll post all the information on our Instagram account and at Q92HV.com. And make sure you check out Dr. Neil Coker at Premier Medical Group. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
This was a pleasure. Thanks so much, Annie, and catch you next time. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you. And I'll see you at the Prostate Walk this Saturday at Eastdale Village. All right. Coming up, we have a Daily Dose of Mike Post on the way. It's Q92.